Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, Chris Mack, Pittsburgh. How are you, sir?
Steve Jones, how are you? Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. So on your show right now, what are the hot topics?
Well, today we were actually at St. Vincent College in Latrobe for the first day of training camp. Now, we get out there, you know, dark and early, not even bright and early, seeing as we hit the air at 5:40.
Yeah.
So we didn't really get to see anything in the way of workouts or anything like that. But just being on campus and being there is good for getting a feel for what it's like up there. And with everyone arriving yesterday, you know, the talk this morning when we started our show was actually focused on running backs. You know, one, you've got it, both on and off the field. On field, in so much as, you know, Mike Vrabel coming out and saying Derrick Henry isn't going to touch the ball at all in preseason games yesterday for the Titans. You know, how many guys on the Steelers roster are you okay with not seeing during the preseason? And I think Najee Harris is certainly one of those guys. T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward. You could probably add one or two more guys into that list. You know, Minkah Fitzpatrick is on the the NFI list. Apparently had a spill on a bike this summer, but it doesn't sound serious. And, you know, a guy like Tyson Alualu, who's also on the PUP list, still recovering from last year's injury, it sounds like. I'm totally fine with all of those guys. We've evolved enough, I think, to the point where you don't need to see a guy get, you know, three quarters worth of work in one game. And we've only got three preseason games worth of snaps now. And those have to be used, I think, at least in Mike Tomlin's mind and a lot of head coaches thinking, to evaluate guys 35 through 53 on the roster. And who's going to make, you know, who's going to make the team? Who's going to help you in those spots? And if you've got guys who you know are going to be on the team, and it's just a matter of getting them physically conditioned and ramped up for the season, you're willing to do that without necessarily putting them in games. Heck, look at T.J. Watt last summer. Didn't take part in one team drill the entire summer, let alone preseason games, and ended up defensive player of the year and tying the sack record.
But one area he's going to have to, this is the first time in his career he's had to pick a quarterback.
That is true.
And so now he's not going to come out and say, hey, we're going to do X amount of snaps with this, this, and this. But how interested are you in the, especially in the first two preseason games, the usage of Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and then lastly, Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I think, you know, the conclusion I've come to after talking to people and listening to feedback from others is that the runway for Kenny Pickett with the Steelers is a whole lot longer than a lot of fans think it should be. A lot of fans, they see you draft a quarterback in the first round. Even if you go out and sign a veteran stopgap, which they did in free agency, they want to see the first round pick right away. And that's just not going to happen here. It's just not. I would venture a guess, and a pretty well-educated guess, that you might not see Pickett at all this year unless Trubisky really struggles at some point. And even then, if Trubisky were to get hurt or really struggle early on in the season in, say, the first 8 to 10 weeks, I don't think Pickett would necessarily be the reliever. I think as long as Rudolph's around, assuming he is around to that point, he might actually be the reliever if Trubisky struggles a lot, because they are going to ensure that whenever Kenny Pickett finally sees a regular season NFL snap, he never comes out again. He never has to worry about looking over his shoulder, is Trubisky going to steal the job back? Or is this guy coming for my job? They're going to give him a long runway. So even despite him having that label of most NFL-ready quarterback in the 2022 draft, he's still going to get a long runway. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised, Steve, if Trubisky has a decent enough year. They go 9-8, maybe even 10-7, maybe even who knows? Maybe they win a playoff game, right?
Right.
And they could do all of that. Heck, they could do everything short of winning a Super Bowl. And I think they go into next off season with Trubisky with a year left on his deal, and perhaps even showing something good on film this year, and they pull a Garoppolo Lance maneuver, you know, and they find they can get something for Trubisky. And then install Pickett as the starter after, you know, a redshirt season, if we want to call it that. That wouldn't surprise me in the least. So I think Trubisky more or less, I don't want to say he's won the job already because he hasn't really done much to do that, but he is their number one quarterback. And it's, I think he's going to have to fall flat on his face this preseason. And moreover, once the regular season starts, to lose that role, I think.
I would be surprised if he did fall flat. I think he'd be, I think he's going to actually be good for the Steelers.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just me. It's just a gut feeling.
Right, yeah. He's not the kind of guy who's going to drag a team kicking and screaming to a Super Bowl title, certainly. But with a defense that's capable of being in the top five, despite how bad they were against the run last year, with the offensive weapons around him, with some slight improvements in the offensive line, you hope, if you're the Steelers, at least at right guard and James Daniels. If they can have all those things come to fruition, well, then, yeah, sure, 10-7 and a wild card, that's very doable with Mitch Trubisky.
Look, Pickett is to the Steelers, in terms of the fans, this is my analogy, to the fan base, Pickett is to the Steelers what Drew Aller and Bo Prabula are to Penn State. The fans can't wait to get them out there, and the Steeler fans can't wait to get Kenny Pickett out there. I think it's the nature of fan bases when it comes to the young player they don't know about.
Right, and you know, the difference being that we know Sean Clifford isn't going to be back next year, right? You know, Mitch Trubisky.
Chris, don't be so bold.
I'm sorry. That was a very forward
statement on your part. And Sean would be the first one laughing with you, by the way. Sean and I have this running joke, who's been here longer, him or me? So
it's closer
than people think.
But no, you're right. Sean's done a great job of embracing that and having fun with it. So, but Trubisky, you know, he's got another year on his contract.
Yeah.
So I think that makes him a very marketable asset, to be honest, to the Steelers next offseason if he plays with even the slightest modicum of success this year. Now, to bring it back to the running backs, because you asked what we were talking about this morning.
Sure,
quarterbacks are going to be top of mind every single day of camp. People are going to overanalyze every single throw.
Yes.
That's headline. That's A1, right?
Right.
If we flip to A2 or we go below the fold, to use some newspaper terms, the secondary story is how much are they going to have to use Najee Harris? You know, Najee tells Rich Eisen last week, I'll take 500 carries if they have to give me 500 carries to win. And then yesterday comes in and says, well, yeah, it'd be nice to have a number two for when I get tired.
Yeah.
And also has some sideways comments about having to live in a dorm for a couple of weeks, which, you know, the people of Latrobe, I'm sure, took very well.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's something that's a very – I am of the mind that a first-round running back, you run his wheels off because you've got him for 5 years, if not six or even seven, if he's good enough that you're willing to tag him a couple of times. And how much longer does a successful NFL running back's career go beyond 6 or 7 years anyway? So, you know, if you can get away without giving him a second contract, then you do it. And you don't worry about that second contract until the time comes 3 years, 2 years from now to pick up the final year option on his rookie deal. He'll do more than show he's already done more than enough to show that he's worthy of picking up the fifth year option on his contract. I think it's just a matter of how much tread is on the tires, and does he end up, say, a year from now, looking like a guy who's greatly affected by that late in the season, or does he look like a guy who thrives on that? You know, Jerome Bettis, for example, at the peak of his career, and I know Najee doesn't like to be compared to Jerome Bettis, but tough. Jerome Bettis was a guy who thrived on the workload, thrived on punishing defenders. Najee's not as big as the bus was, but he's certainly strong. He can certainly punish defenders at times. And does he thrive off that? Does he become a guy who in the fourth quarter is running downhill and linebackers and safeties dread the idea of having to wrap him up because they know they're going to get run over? Or does he become the guy who wears out come, you know, mid to late December and into January? I think that's something we find out this year.
Yeah, the bus has always been an interesting case for me. I've always admired his durability. I've always admired that he would go out and every game, same story over and over again. But I've always gone back to, with him, the negative is the 3.9 yards per carry in his career. And by the way, what did he average in the playoffs? 3.9 yards per rush. And guess what? Any team that has a guy that's averaging 3.9 yards per carry probably isn't with the team in 2 years. And yet he kept, you know, but I admired the durability. It's just the stats were built up because of durability, but not in terms of great production.
He was one of the last guys, I think, that could get away with that.
Yes,
right?
That's a good way of putting it. Good way of putting
Curtis Martin and, you know, those guys could get away with being 3.8, 3.9 yard carry guys. You're just not going to get that anymore. Although, you look at Najee's rookie year, and his numbers aren't that far off as far as yards per carry.
Right. Hey, great to have you with us. Great you were able to get up this morning and see the sunrise in Latrobe.
Well, it was a little rainy and cloudy, but hopefully we'll see the sun tomorrow.
Well, great. I feel like now we're into the Annie set here. The sun will come up tomorrow. All right. Thanks,
Chris.
Always great. Thank you.
Soon.